Hey, you guys, peace and blessings. Thank you for joining my podcast, Hurt to Heal by R.S. Cole. You can follow me on social media. My business information on Instagram is holistic_intentions LLC. On TikTok, I am also holistic_intentions LLC. You can also follow my personal social media at I_am_goddess_RS Cole on Instagram as well. Twitter page for the business is in the making, so don't forget to look out for those. The YouTube is Holistic Intentions LLC as well. Go ahead and follow me on all of my platforms, guys, to keep up with everything. I appreciate you for tuning in. Let's go ahead and get into our topic. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another podcast from yours truly. So I'm going to go ahead and say up front, I am not going to apologize for triggering your trigger, because today we're going to get into it. We're definitely going to be talking about relationships, marriage, love, men, women, what works, what ain't working, why it don't work, the problem, accountability. We're going to talk about all of that. So let's dive in. I was recently on a panel show, basically, and we were discussing, you know, why men don't want to get married anymore, you know, why men no longer desire marriage. And a lot of the men that spoke were married, you know, before, and they were just like, oh, it's not going to happen again. And then some men just hadn't been married, but they understood and they heard about some of the horror stories that came along with it. Now, if you have been listening to my podcast, then you know that I believe in seasons. Relationships have seasons, people have seasons, and in order to be with a person long term, you have to adjust and understand not only your seasons, but their seasons as well, because you're not going to be the same person. It doesn't happen. And if you are not growing, then you're stagnant or you dead. Which one? I mean, only you can admit to what it is that you are. Now, growing and having seasons is, of course, growing up, learning, realizing different things, learning about yourself. Some of the things that you may have liked last month, you don't like this month. And that's okay. That is perfectly fine. Some of the things that you may have agreed with last week, you no longer agree with, based off of whatever knowledge has come into your forefront or things that have been said or done to kind of alter that particular feeling or that mindset. That is okay. It is okay to change your mind. You know what I'm saying? It is okay to think one way about something and then go back and be like, you know what? That doesn't benefit me, or that does not fit the things that I want to do, or that is not conducive to my lifestyle. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's get into why men are saying no to marriage. Now, yes, there are some women that are also saying no, but that's not what I'm talking about. So I don't care about that portion. We will get into that when we get into that. Right now, we are talking about the men. Allow them to have something, because some of you broads do not want men to have anything. You are so gung-ho woman empowerment that you forget that there is a completely separate energy that balances this world, and that is the masculine energy. So we're not talking about feminine energy right now. We are talking about masculine energy. And this came directly from men's mouths. And the perspective that I had on it, that I had spoke about, the men agreed with. Because if you've been following me for a while, then you know I have a dual mindset where I can think in two separate dimensions. And I break things down in a different way than most people. So, men are terrified of you bitches, because y'all got issues. Okay, I'm just going to be blunt. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. Like, a lot of the things that I've seen and heard and just I've experienced is just like men really do deal with a lot of crap, and it is bananas. So just from the mouths of a few men, one gentleman stated that he was married. He loved his wife. You know, they had children. And the moment he didn't agree with her, the moment he did not fall in line with what she felt was perfect or what she felt was what was needed for the family, she devalued his input altogether and ended up filing for divorce. But when she filed for that divorce, even though he was doing everything that he needed to do for his children, they had no wants. They, you know, everything was all copacetic. She decided that she wanted everything. And she didn't want to have him in the kids' lives anymore. Because his mindset or the things that he thought about were just slightly different from what she thought. And when she filed for divorce, of course she filed for primary custody. Of course, she decided to take him for alimony, take him for child support, and then tell him, you'll see them when I allow you to. You'll see them when I let you see them. Opposed to allowing this man to be the father that he had always been to these children, she ripped these children away from this man solely because she was pissed off because he didn't want to do what she felt needed to be done. Now, let's keep in mind, let's run back the scenario. He was the breadwinner. He was the one that worked. He was the one that provided. He was the one that, you know, did what needed to be done. She had odd jobs here and there. And for her, it just wasn't enough. So at what point, ladies, is it enough? A lot of you gain the things that you ask for, but you forget what that comes with. A lot of women, I want a man that makes six figures, or I want a man that's a millionaire. I want a man that drives this kind of car, has this kind of house, has this type of money. But what you still fail to realize is a man that is making moves is not a man that's going to stay stagnant. That's not a man that's going to stay still. That's a busy man. So if you are a person who is clingy and always needs attention and always has to have him up under you, always have to this, and he got to do this and he got to do that. And ma'am, you are looking at the wrong caliber of man, because they're going to be busy. It is going to be times where they have to work, especially if they're an entrepreneur. When you're an entrepreneur, shit, you work 80 to 100 hours a week, baby. And I can tell you that personally. You work a lot. Your focus is your grind, because you don't have somebody else signing your paycheck and saying, here you go. But when you are building, when you are building an empire, it is you, and you busy. So you don't always have time for those extra things. Yeah, you can make time, of course. And I'm not saying that these men shouldn't make time. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm stating is a lot of the expectations that you guys place upon these men to have, you guys do not understand what it takes to have it, nor do you understand what to do with it when you get it. So that's one scenario. Let's move along. Another gentleman, he had a child with this woman, wanted to be married. She agreed. So after the baby was born, they waited until the baby was about 1.5, I think 18 months or so. I think he said 18 months. And because they wanted the little baby to be the flower girl, basically. They wanted their daughter to be the flower girl. So they waited at that time point, and they went on, got married, and what he thought lived a happily ever after. But come to find out, when the little girl was about 2, just over 2, a gentleman came out claiming that the baby was his, that that was his daughter. And that he had been sending the woman child support to support that baby from the time that that baby has been born. But he lived in another state, so they couldn't necessarily go back and forth the way they needed to. And she promised him, or continued to promise him, that he would meet his daughter you know, when she got a little older and, you know, was able to understand and fly and all those things. DNA tests came in. Sure enough, it was not the husband's baby. It was the other gentleman's, or another gentleman's baby. I don't know if, you know, they actually took a DNA test for the guy that was claiming to be the dad, but the husband, the one that ended up marrying the woman, it wasn't his baby. But you know, want to know what she did just before the test results came back, though, because he filed for divorce. Once he found out everything and talked to the gentleman, she took him for child support because his name was on the birth certificate. But it's not even his baby. And you are receiving child support from a whole different person, a whole different man, the entire time. And you said nothing. You didn't tell him about the possibilities. You didn't tell him nothing. That scenario too. And let me just have an honorable mention. Agree with me or don't, but I truly do feel that if a child is born and the father, you know, is there or whatever, prior to a birth certificate being signed by that father, there should be a DNA test done. That should be normalized in hospitals. As soon as a baby is born, there should be a DNA test done. That DNA test would have, what, a 3 to 5 day turnaround. And at that point is when the birth certificate and things like that should be, you know, filled out, signed, and filed. Just my personal opinion, something that I solely believe in, that DNA test should be mandatory in the hospital when a baby is born. Granted, you can have the right to deny the DNA test, but I think that it should be something that is normalized and done in a hospital when a baby is born. And honestly, and that's even between husband and wife. That is even between husband and wife. Okay, so let's move on. Third scenario. Gentleman married a woman, built businesses, married her at his low point. They married for love, okay? Built businesses, houses, cars, all kind of stuff. Gave her everything she wanted. She didn't have to work. She chose not to work. They didn't have any children. But, and it was an agreement for them not to have children, by the way. So if anybody's asking why they didn't have children, they wanted to enjoy themselves. They wanted to be able to travel. They wanted to be able to do a lot of different things with no responsibilities. So that was just their choice, not to have children. No children, no pets, you know, so they can make sure that at the drop of a dime, if they were like, hey, let's go to Paris, they could go. They didn't have to set up anything. They didn't have to, you know, kind of get a pet sitter or a babysitter or anything. So it made sense. It made 100% sense. So after he has built everything and she stuck by him through those hard times and, you know, watched the success that he's had, and she took care of the home and things like that, comes out, she started cheating on him. He didn't pay her attention. He didn't give her enough attention. He wasn't home enough. She felt lonely. She felt, you know, that he had abandoned her to work. Now, this gentleman was taking her on trips. Hey, baby, I want to go to Paris. All right, let's go. Because he owned his own stuff, he was able to get up and go. You know, he was able to delegate whatever he needed to do to other people. Hey, I want to go to Paris. Okay, let's go. You know, hey, I want to go here. Okay, let's go. Hey, I seen this type of car. All right, let's get it. And I mean, was giving her what he felt she wanted because she was asking for it. And because of the fact that she was with him at a low point and stuck with him throughout the whole thing, you know, he just felt that his wife deserved the world because she seen the potential in him. She worked with him. She, you know, wanted to do whatever she needed to do to make sure that he was successful. She pushed him to go harder. She pushed him to grind harder. She pushed him to work longer hours. And when everything got to the point of where he was working those hours and he had to do it consistently. Because again, y'all know how it is running a business. You have to be consistent. And whether you can delegate those things or not, you still want to make sure that your business is running effective and efficiently. And I can tell you that personally. But she started to feel lonely. Got on a dating site, started dealing with another guy. And out of everything, the only excuse that she had was because she was lonely. He worked too much. He wasn't at home. He was always working. So instead of talking to your husband that you helped and pushed to this potential, you decide to just say, well, I want to look elsewhere for attention. They divorce, and she takes half of everything. Half of everything. So those are just three scenarios. But fact of the matter is, unfortunately, women have been using marriages to secure themselves and not care about the other person. And when what they want doesn't happen, it's a problem. When in all actuality, a relationship and a marriage should be between two people, not just one. It should be about making both individuals happy, not just one. And a lot of these women, unfortunately, have the rhetoric, and I hate this saying of happy wife, happy life. I really don't like that. Because why is it that only you have to be happy and men have to take shit? A lot of men don't even want to be around their kids' mothers, let alone marriage. Why? Because the only thing she knows how to do is create chaos. If they're not fucking, they're fighting. So a lot of them is just like, you know what? They come to a point of, this really is not what I want. This is not what I felt that I signed up for. Because, I mean, think about it. If you're a guy and you're going to deal, you know, with your child's mother, and every time you get there, she attack you, she flame on you, she cussing you out, calling you out your name, saying all this kind of stuff, you know, just going at you every time. Who wants to be around that? It has become common now for men to put themselves on child support and say, I'll deal with my child when they're 18 because I cannot deal with their mother. I will have to explain this to them at some point. But I cannot handle what she throws at me. I cannot handle the disrespect. I cannot handle how she talks to me all the time. She denies me from seeing my child unless I'm paying her money. Women have weaponized their children. Women have weaponized their vagina, which, I mean, honestly, you should really be holding to yourself anyway, but that's a whole nother topic. But women have weaponized everything against men. And as a result of that, men are just like, oh, that ain't what I want. I'm good. Now, are there couples still getting married? You are absolutely correct. I'm not saying that nobody's marrying. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am stating is some men, most men, are like, uh-uh. You got that percentage of those that's like, yes, I'm going to marry my girl because we complement one another. But those men are also with a different caliber of woman. Those men are with a woman who understands balance and duality. Those men are with a woman who understands that it's not only me that has to be happy. We have to be happy. So many women are unhealed and they project their fears and their traumas not only onto men, but onto their children as well. Because you've been hurt, you know, this is going to continue to happen. Or because you've been hurt, nobody's going to do your child like XYZ. But at what point do you turn the mirror and say, I've been through these relationships. I've dealt with these men. And it's not working out. What is it within me that A, continues to attract these type of men? B, my tolerance of these type of men. C, the boundaries that I refuse to place and set while dealing with these men. Or D, I'm the problem. But a lot of y'all not ready for that. That is something a lot of y'all are not ready for. It is high time for women to really start getting reclusive. Stop jumping from relationship to relationship. Stop looking for attention. The attention that you're looking for, give it to yourself. The love that you're looking for, give it to yourself first. So therefore, when somebody does come along, you will know and you will understand if it ain't right. So you don't have to tolerate and deal with it. And vice versa. That also, you know, really does go for the masculine energy as well. Love yourself to the point where you know if a woman is coming towards you or if you are dealing with a woman, you know when shit just ain't what it need to be. And have boundaries. Men very seldomly stick up for themselves when it comes to a woman. Very seldomly. And a lot of times that, of course, can be perpetuated from childhood. If you had a mom that always told you to sit down and be quiet, children to be seen and not heard, don't talk back to me. You know, I'm your mom. You should respect me. You got to respect women. Don't treat them this way. Don't treat them that way. Don't da 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 da. A lot of these men were raised in goddamn trauma. And nobody wants to admit that. Nobody wants to see that. And as a result, it deters them from being married. It deters them from dealing with women on that type of level. Some of them really is just like, I just want to run through women. That's it. I just want to fucking go. Some men really got that mindset because they're like, there's no woman that's really going to fulfill me. She's not going to give me what I need. Because a lot of times, mothers put that in their son's head too. Ain't none of these girls out here going to do for you like you need. And, and don't be messing with these little Jezebels. And don't be doing this and don't be doing that. And the crazy part about it, and people hate when I say it, but I will continue to say it. I will scream it at the top of a mountain if I have to. The issue between men and women, this repetitive cycle that we have gone through for years and years and years, decades upon decades, is caused by women. And I'll say it again. The issues that continue to cycle are caused by women. Want to know how? Want to know why? Because again, a lot of folk don't agree with it, and I don't care. As a male, as a young man, that first love that you have is going to be your mother. You are going to watch her. You are going to see different aspects of her. You are going to see different points of her. And however she treats you, or what you see her treat your father like, or any other male that comes into her life, i.e. your life, you're going to watch and see what she does, how she does, what she receives, what she gives out. Now, I'm not saying this is every single mother. Because some mothers have been so loving, so caring, so amazing to their sons, and their sons know exactly how to have a two-way conversation. They know how to communicate. They know how to express their feelings. They know how to love a woman, and they know what love from a woman feels like. They know, and it's not sex. It's a lot of men that understand that sex is not the underlying key to feelings, not for them. They're like, yeah, you okay, you got some good coochie, but how is your head? You got some good coochie, but if we got $1,000, how we gonna make that into $5,000? There are a lot of men that think in that aspect. So I'm not saying every single mother is like this, but a lot of them. But it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, the root of the issue that has to be plucked out is with the mothers. with the mothers and the grandmothers. Stop telling these boys their daddy ain't shit. Stop telling these boys their daddy is a hoe. Stop telling these boys you're going to be just like that punk ass nigga. Stop telling these boys ignorant shit about their fathers because y'all didn't work out. And stop placing unrealistic expectations on these boys. If you don't have a man in your household, that's a you problem. That is a you problem. I cannot stand to hear a woman tell her son, you're the man of the house. No, he's not. No, he's not. Because then you get mad when he start bossing your ass around. And then you get mad when he start taking face of it, the stuff that you doing and telling you about yourself. Your son is your son. These little boys need to be raised to be little boys. When they become adolescents, raise them as that. When they become young adults, raise them as that. When they become men, respect them as that. But a lot of you women don't want to hear that shit. It is not their responsibility to carry your household. It is not their responsibility. It's not. If you have more children aside from that one, it is not their responsibility to lay down and crack the whip and make everybody respect you and make your other children mind you. That's not his job. If you like, hey, son, I'll pay you however much money to babysit. Okay, that's different because you've given him a job. You've given him a task. You know, hey, son, I got this and this and that to do. Do you mind helping out with your siblings? Okay, cool. Well, as a result of that, this is what I'm going to do for you to thank you for your efforts. I'll buy you XYZ. I'll provide you XYZ. I'll give you XYZ. Your sons need to understand and know that when they are dealing with somebody, it is always going to be give and take. Not just take, and they are expected to just give. That is not how life should be for these young boys. And I am speaking of a mother of three boys. My oldest son is 17. He'll be 18 this year. He works. I don't ask him to contribute anything to our household. The only thing I tell him to do is go to school, do what you need. You got to do, graduate. You working, so that's your money. Save your money. You don't have no bills, but the only thing he pays is his phone bill. That's it. He only pays his phone bill. I don't care what I got to do to make sure that my bills are paid. I'm not going to make my son pay them because that's not his household. That's where he resides, and he is still my child. Now, if he says, Mom, I want to give you $100 towards this, that's his business. I'm not going to take it. You know, for the most part, I tell him, don't worry about it. Keep your money. Save your money. But he does try. He's like, well, you know, Mom, you know, let me go ahead and give you a little money on food. And sometimes he got to the point where he stopped asking and he just start doing. Because he's just like, my mom is not going to take my money. So I'm just going to get some groceries and make sure that my siblings are taken care of. But that was not from me asking. That was him getting into the mindset of, okay, my mom is still having things to do. My mom still has to work. My mom still has to blah, blah, blah. So let me just help. I'm tired of asking her because she keeps telling me no. So I'm going to just go ahead and help her out. And again, that's of his choices. I've told y'all before, every month I sit with each one of my children and I ask them, is there anything that you want me to start, stop, or continue? How can I support you? Do you need my help? Is there anything that you want to talk about that could be bothering you? Is there anything that I've done that you want to address that maybe I need to do a different way, or, you know, or something that I need to keep doing that assisted you with making you successful? At first, they thought it was really weird. But then they understood my concept of behind it. It's been going on for years. But then they understood my concept behind it. It helps them with healthy communication. It helps them understand and know where their boundaries are. It helps them understand and know their likes and their dislikes. It helps them understand and know that they still have choices in this world. And they don't have to just lay down and take things from people. I told you guys as well, I don't tell them, oh, you gotta respect your elders, you gotta this, you gotta that, don't you ever talk back to an old person. No, my children have learned that respect is earned. It is okay to be cordial. It is okay to, you know, have a two-way conversation with someone older than you. But the moment they start getting disrespectful and you feel uncomfortable, you can say something to me or handle it how you see fit. And a lot of parents don't agree with that. And I don't care because I said what I said. I'm not going to let my kids think that because somebody has a higher number of their earthly age here, that they have to lay down and take the things that said to them or done to them. That was some shit I had to unlearn, because it is some old ass malicious people who will utilize and weaponize their age to be disrespectful because they don't feel that it's going to come back on them, and they don't feel that you're going to say anything to them because they're older than you. You don't have a choice but to respect me. I'm older than you. You don't have a choice but to do what I've told you to do or act how I've told you to act because I'm older than you. If something don't feel right, it don't feel right. And I told them that. If something doesn't feel right, listen to your gut. Trust your intuition. If you need clarity, come to me. My son will text me while he's in class. And if teacher, put your phone away. I'm texting my mom. Your mom can wait. No, she can't. I'll have her come up here. Would you like to talk to my mom in person? And I'm going to tell you now, my kids' school already know that they don't want the smoke from me. They don't want it. Because it's not one thing that I'm not going to play with is my children. But these young boys need to understand and learn that it's okay to have emotions. Feel your feelings and don't live in them. It is okay to express yourself. So therefore, you don't have boys that's growing into men that are nothing but ticking time bombs. It starts with you mothers. Stop telling these kids, oh, just shut up and stop crying and go sit down somewhere. No. My youngest, if he cries, I tell him, hey, that's enough. Feel your emotions. That's fine. It's okay to have feelings. It's okay to have emotions. But if you're crying for no reason, or if you're crying just to cry, come on now, really? Because if you can't tell me why you're crying, if you can't sit and articulate, okay, well, this is the reason I feel, or this is how I feel, come on now. Then what's the purpose? You're crying because you can't get what you want? That's fine. That's okay, because that's what happens in life. You're not always going to get what you want. So there comes a time where you got to dry those tears. But express yourself and express how you feel. You know, my sister's seeing that I handle my son very differently, or I handle my children differently anyway. You know, whereas one was about to start cussing and fussing. I said, no, no, no. I said, I don't do that. I said, because it don't take all that. I said, a lot of times, I said, if he's crying, it's because he feel away. Allow him to feel away. Stop trying to shut these kids up all the time. It's a reason behind a lot of things. I'm not saying everything, but there is a reason behind a lot of things. And you, as the parent, is your job to get to the root of that. I dropped my phone, y'all. But you, as a parent, it's your job to get to the root of that. It's your job to understand what's going on. You should be able to talk to your children in a manner of where you understand where they're coming from. You should be able to look at your child, understand how they're crying, looking at their face, whether it's crocodile tears or not. It's up to you if you feed into it. Like, it doesn't even matter. I'll just be like, all right, I'm going to let you do you. Okay. And we move on. And he'll come back and he'll say, Mom, I was crying because of da-da-da. Or I apologize for XYZ. And I'll ask him, you know, what is the best form of an apology? And my youngest child knows. It's changed behavior. Doing better than what you were doing. If you talk to these children, they will understand, y'all. Allow these boys to be boys. If they cry, okay. Talk to them and ask them why. Get them into a habit of healthy communication. So when they become men, they don't have issues with communication. They don't have issues with expressing themselves. They're not ticking time bombs. So many men walk around here with mommy and grandma and auntie issues. It's not even funny. And they can't even say nothing to y'all bitches. Can't even say nothing to y'all broads. Can't even say nothing to you women. Can't even say nothing to you females. Because of how you gonna react. Men really do think women are crazy. And some of you really are. Some of you really are. Some of y'all really need to clean out y'all digestive tract because it's starting to mess with your mind. It's starting to mess with your brain and the way you think. For some odd reason, a lot of times in the era that I grew up in, you know, we had mamas and grandmamas basically telling you to utilize your body as a weapon. Don't give a man no coochie if he ain't buying you this. Don't give him nothing if he ain't buying you this. And there's some men that like to trick on women. So it's okay for you to just spread yourself thin just because he bought you some Vans or he bought you a Gucci bag or he bought you this and bought you that, he bought you a little jacket. So all of a sudden you think that you are obligated to provide him with your sacred goddess essence? No. The root of the problem lies with women. How to fix the problem also lies with women. So many women, protect black women, protect black women, protect black women, protect black women. But who is protecting a black man? Can anybody answer that question? Because how can he protect the very thing that has put him down, neglected, and rejected him throughout his lifetime, from his mother up into his woman? And again, I'm not saying every single one of y'all. I'm not saying every single one. I'm solely speaking on a certain caliber of man. But honestly, even some men that still do go on to get married, they get married because they force themselves to. They get married because they force love. They get married because they're like, okay, this person loves me. I see them trying. I could love them back. I could do it because they're willing to work. They're willing to put in the effort. They're willing to put in the time and the effort. They're willing to say, okay, baby, listen, I run a Fortune 500 company, but what we going to do once a month, we going to do blah, blah, blah. We going to plan date nights. I mean, normalize that. If you're a busy couple, normalize having a date night. Setting aside those plans for one another. But if you don't speak up, they don't know. A lot of you have expectations. You place expectations on people without their consent. You place expectations on people without understanding or knowing if they even have the mental or the emotional capacity to understand what it is that you want and or need from them. You just expect them to do it because it is your expectation. And this is why you break your own heart. I just want y'all to think about that. There's a lot more that this can go into, but I don't want this podcast too long. I just really want y'all to think. Ladies, it's time to heal. It's time to let the trauma go. Even on up to your grandma, it's time to let it go. It is high time that we start being back accord with the masculine energy. It is okay to listen, to understand. Some of y'all get so worked up and so offended because somebody is telling you about yourself or telling you the experience that they have with you. You don't know how to take it, so you become defensive instead of taking it as, okay, well, what can I do better? That's the problem with a lot of you women. You want to be defensive instead of taking accountability. You cannot dictate and control the perception somebody has of you. You have to understand and realize that at some point, you have been the villain in somebody's story. You take accountability for it and you do what you need to do. And again, this is not for everybody, but this is for a lot. It is okay for somebody to have an adverse experience with you because that's just their experience. That doesn't mean that's who you are. That's just their experience with you. Some of y'all need to realize the difference. And nobody has really paid attention to that. And nobody really says it, but I'ma say it. Your character is what people reflect of you. The experience is what people get from you. Be the experience, not the character.